Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. Well, St. Patrick's Day is around the corner, and it's probably a good time to have a little bit of an idea of something you can serve. Now, of course, you're going to have the corned beef and cabbage and the potatoes and the carrots and all that stuff, maybe a little soda bread. So I'll give you something to add to it. Here's a really good recipe. It's called parsnip and apple porridge or parsnip and apple soup. Here's what you need. It is so delicious. Take 3 parsnips and about 6 apples. I like to use the pink ladies or something a bit tart. I would slice those and peel them really well and take the core out, cut them in small pieces. Take a half a stick of butter and put it in a pan and gently saute your parsnips and your apples together. At this point, add about 1/4 cup of nicely diced sweet onions and saute them and let them cook all together. They'll get soft in about 5 or 10 minutes. You're going to add 2 cups of nice vegetable broth to the mix, a little bit of salt and pepper, a little teeny sprinkle of curry powder, a little bit of coriander, and continue cooking them. They'll start to mush down a little bit. Take it off the heat, put it into a blender or a food processor, and puree it really nicely. Put it back in the pan, add 1/2 cup to 1 cup of cream, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg. Stir it really well, keep it at a really nice low flame, and there you have it, parsnip and apple porridge. It'll warm the tummy and get you prepared for all the rest of the nice things you're going to eat. Oh, it reminds me of the old days with my friends Sean and Janie back in Kilkenny. Well, all I can tell you is, this is Chef Stuardo with another Cooking Minute. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hey, let's eat.